This is the Daily Update for Friday, November 10th, 2017. Homeland Security warns of weaponized drones and a threat to aviation. Guns, explosives, and chemical attacks are all in order that could be carried on these drones. And how do you stop it? They don't have a way to stop it. They don't tell you how you can stop it. Really, by banning drones is probably a good start. But I think it's too late for that because there are too many out there that you can just go in any store and buy. So licensing people and registering drones is one way to get a hold of some, but it's almost impossible to stop people from weaponizing these drones and using them to attack not only aircraft, but large crowds, people in general, anything, anywhere, anytime. So this is a disturbing thing. We've been talking about it for a long time since they came out with these drones to begin with, and it needs to stop, but I don't know how they're going to stop it. So the TSA fails to detect 80% of the time, missing handguns, missing explosives, missing all kinds of stuff in carry-on luggage. The inspectors have been testing the TSA for quite some time, and they identified vulnerabilities within the TSA screeners, screening equipment, and also associated procedures. So no change from 2 years ago. And then at the same time, they are molesting children, molesting people, people who are not suspect of a crime, but they're treated like criminals, and they haven't caught anybody yet. Then you have agents that get caught stealing and also have questionable backgrounds. They've caught agents that are actually child molesters, and they slip through the cracks. So since the TSA was formed, I've been against the TSA because I don't think that we need them. I thought airport security was just fine as it is. And then when it comes to Al-Qaeda and all these terrorist groups, they're not looking to go through a metal detector. They're not looking to go through airport screening. They're looking to get something onto a plane or take control of a plane. And if you look at 9/11, they use box cutters. So all of the stuff that the TSA is doing now would not prevent the same type of thing from happening. So we really don't need the TSA, and it's terrible to tell your children that it's okay that the stranger's putting their hands in your crotch because they work for the government. How disgusting is that? So Donald Trump's Asian tour nets $250 billion in new business deals from China alone. 37 major deals. Trump is building bilateral trade deals between the two countries and closing the huge trade deficit. So this will create hundreds of thousands of jobs here in the U.S., high-paying jobs at that for General Electric and Caterpillar, companies like that. So good. This is what we need. We need to get working again in this country. So a self-driving bus in Las Vegas started its trial run and crashed its first hour. French startup Navya has an electric shuttle and had 8 passengers as it drove into a delivery truck as the delivery truck was backing out. The van cannot avoid trouble like that. And I've said for a long time when people say, oh, self-driving, there's going to be self-driving trucks and cars and buses. I said the first time there's a lawsuit for wrongful death, you're going to see the end to self-driving vehicles. So no one was injured in this crash, luckily, but the van should have stopped, and the company saying it was the driver error in the truck that was backing out. But if you're backing out into a road, the van should have stopped. Now we're getting into a debate on whose error it was in the first place. So today is the birth of the Marine Corps back in 1775, and it was disbanded for a while, but in the 1790s, Congress had formed the Marine Corps again, and then it's been history since then. So let's think about those Marines today, and thank you for your service. Today is National Forget-Me-Not Day. Forget-Me-Not Day includes any soldier that was wounded in a war, or any war, or anything really. So back in 1921, they formed the day, Forget-Me-Not Day. It was a sacrifice of soldiers. And there's actually a flower, the Forget-Me-Not flower, that they used to commemorate the day. So today is also National Vanilla Cupcake Day. Vanilla cupcakes, What bad can you say about vanilla cupcakes? So make your vanilla cupcakes today. Don't go and buy them. Make them yourself. Be creative and have your vanilla cupcakes today. And today is also Sesame Street Day. Now, you know what? I don't celebrate Sesame Street. I don't like what they do. They teach kids how to label. They teach kids how to judge people. They even got a dude who lives in a trash can and they treat him like garbage, literally. And the guy lives in a trash can. They call him a grouch. They name call. They do the whole bit. So you know what? I don't care about Sesame Street. I wouldn't go there if I knew the way. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Friday, November 10th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian.